Evan said he couldn't do it.
What? Fucking
kidding me.
I just checked my Twitter. He said, oh, I can't do it. Really sorry to Flake, man.
You know what? Tell him that's classic Hollywood, and he's not even in Hollywood. Might as well fucking move here.
Okay, Zach said...
Classic Hollywood move.
Classic Hollywood.
Is this a Daryl Sweat strategy? Because I don't like it.
Not in Hollywood. Is this a Daryl Sweat strategy? Because I like it. All right. My role model is gone. Picked up back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along. What the? You know this song went here? Hints and
allegations. Huh?
Have you heard any of these lyrics before?
Words?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know this song really well.
Really?
You know, yeah. If you can call me Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. You can call me out. I know this, I know the whole song really well. I think the song's sweet. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Boomed it. Boomed it.
It's the first time I ever listened to these words.
Yeah.
Don't want to end up in a cartoon graveyard.
Boomed it. Boomed it. Picked up off the alleyway with some roly-poly little back-face girl.
Can't believe that's a really popular song.
I mean, like, it is seriously corny. I was really into, like, that record when I was, like, in, like, my high school, like, probably my freshman year of college. I listened to it. I'm like, I really love all of, like, the background vocals because they use like a tribal, like, okay, well, fuck, I don't know what it's like. Okay, I'm gonna step back. What kind of, it's just like a fucking like African choir. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was gonna say tribal people, but I don't know if it is.
I think it's African choir, but I don't know.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, but it's like an all black African choir, and like they just sound awesome. So like, and like you, if you've listened to,
oh yeah, see, I'm looking at, I put Paul Simon live into YouTube, and it's like autofilled live in Zimbabwe.
Yeah,
like is that? Let me check this out.
Well, I mean, where he recorded, I would just look up the album Graceland.
Oh my God, Paul Simon, You Can Call Me Al, live in Zimbabwe. You want to hear this?
Yeah.
God, I never thought about this song actually being played by somebody.
People fucking love it, Jesus.
People are going hard. People are going hard in the crowd. They're shaking their heads. People are like, man walks down the street. Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle now? The rest of my life is so hard. Yeah, I don't
see a choir, though. Simon recorded with... Okay. Hold on. Where is it? It's got to be in here somewhere. Okay, here we go.
I'm looking at, like, a choir of people that are, like, all... Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like a bunch of dudes. I would call this like a sort of like an African. I mean, they're just from Africa. I mean, are they just like a choir? I don't know.
Yeah, anyways, moving on. I remember like this, like. Okay, is this the one where. Are they all wearing like green, like. like big long like.
They're wearing like orange shirts.
Orange, okay.
The guys are wearing orange shirts, and the girls are wearing leopard skin shirts.
Yeah, I remember the leopard skin. Okay, I thought tribal because of like the skin of animals. All right.
I like how hard we're just trying to be like sensitive.
Look, don't. I don't want to step on anyone's toes here. Okay, I'm trying to find out like, what the choir was called, but I'm not really finding anything.
It says Miriam Makaba, Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Oh, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. No way.
Yeah. Sorry, I could have just read the description.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
It's a good mood.
I know, it's sweet. It's just like pretty cool. I don't know. I love choirs. I've said that multiple times.
So since Joe Flett Blake, let me try. He just laughed at your joke.
Alright, let's dig into the SEO. Let's fucking do this shit. What's up? Shout out to Paul Simon.
Are we Daryl?
Yeah, he's not fucking here. I want to do it. Let's do this. I'm ready.
All right.
No, I really want to do it.
You know what happened? Go to Google Trends. Google Trends redesigned. That's some news for you. Like, I don't know.
I don't care about that.
I was hoping Daryl Swick could be here so he could maybe give us something beyond Google Trends, but he informed me, and it was like kind of big news that Google Trends redesigned. You can do some like different stuff.
Let's fucking take a dive deep in. Okay, we already got Taylor Swift.
Recently trending Indiana school shooting.
Okay, well, we're gonna skip that one.
That's right on top.
You know what? Let's just go ahead and start this. Let's start them over and just kind of. All right.
Okay. Next.
Wait.
Next one.
Where are
down.
You looking? Oh my god. Oh shit! I'm in. Okay. Oh my god. Okay.
Next one down is not too much better.
Fuck.
Amber Alert.
Amber Alert.
What is going on?
This is a fucking day to start, if I will say so. Okay. This is insane.
Rockets versus Warriors. Can you speak to that?
I mean, sure, yeah. Like, the Rockets beat the Warriors by 2 points last night. So, like, the Rockets are up. They win one more game and they're going to eliminate the Warriors, which is like a huge deal because the Warriors are like, they're the defending NBA champs. So yeah. And they're the underdogs, but I'm going for Rockets, but let's move on.
I told you I was going to be honest when I wasn't listening. And as soon as you started talking about sports, I was like, I have a really knee jerk reaction to tune out once anybody says anything about sports.
Well, I try to cruise through it. So anybody out there that wasn't meant to receive that, they got it. So. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
We're cruising.
Nicki Minaj is dating Eminem?
Get the poop out of here. That's not true.
Yeah, it's true. Well, okay, let's find out.
I mean, honestly, nothing surprises me anymore about celebrities dating. I mean, I think it's just like, you know, we're both really famous. Like, let's
should
like,
I,
see
who
if
should
like
I go to?
Other.
Who's our source on this? TMZ, People Magazine, Detroit News.
Let's hit up Detroit News. That's okay. Going to be a little bit biased towards Eminem, but let's read it.
Detroit News says Grapevine, Eminem and Nicki Minaj dating, a rapper in romance. Nicki Minaj might be dating Eminem. It says she said on a. Wait. TMZ says she said it in an Instagram post, but Detroit didn't say that.
Well, the Instagram post seems pretty legit. I mean, maybe they just posted a picture of them like together, like.
One fan comment. So okay, let me. It just says that there's a bunch of people saying it. And Minaj has been on social media lately promoting a new music video and upcoming album. She posted a clip on Instagram Thursday, rapping along to her verse on YG's Big Bang. One fan commented on the video asking Minaj, "You dating Eminem?" ? Nicki Minaj replied with a simple yes. And they show the exchange that happened below the video in the comments section. Is possible? Minaj is just kidding. But we'll see that. I actually didn't see
I'm looking for the comments right now. I want to see.
Well,
what the fuck,
dude? I mean, it was just like, I guess, I don't know if there are rumors other than that.
It's always alarming to me whenever I see someone with this many followers. I'm like, holy fuck. 86 million. Like,
what? Nicki Minaj?
I mean, I'm not surprised, but like, I just looked at it.
She's
like,
really good at rapping.
Yeah, I know. I definitely know. But like, I guess I just like the people that I like follow mostly have like a few million, you know? So.
Yeah. Did you see her on Snail? SNL?
Huh?
Did you see Nicki on SNL?
No, I don't think I did. Was it good?
It was okay. I mean, it was cool. I feel like this song, she did Chun-Li, you know?
Oh, yeah, I heard it wasn't so good.
Well, it just had, like, a backing track, but, like, imagine if she wouldn't have one.
Would have been way tighter.
Yeah, it would have been cool if, like, that horn was, like, somebody going, every time.
I could have played the horn. Why the fuck didn't she have a live band? That's almost, like, kind of... I don't know, like, why not?
I love this track.
Yeah, it's good.
Alright. So,
I mean, whatever. Nicki Minaj is cool. I'm gonna go ahead.
I don't know. Are you gonna say they're dating or
let's
not?
I don't know. Let's go ahead.
You know,
and
you tell me. Like, hold imagine. On. Imagine though. The thing is, are people just psyched because, like, imagine the kids? Eminem's like a crazy rapper. Nicki Minaj, crazy rapper. They're gonna be the like. There's no doubt their kids are gonna be sick at rapping.
For sure. I mean,
they're gonna have some. Wicked flow. They're gonna have some otherworldly flow.
I mean, I honestly don't think that this is gonna be the one for Nicki.
What?
I don't know.
You don't think Marshall's it?
He's a little old for her, in my opinion.
How old is she?
I actually know. That's a good question. Let's figure this one out. Nicki, you look up Eminem.
Oh, okay. Okay, what's the age? I got 45.
35, I mean.
10.
Yeah, that's 10. Okay.
Yeah. That's okay. Acceptable in our society.
Damn, okay, well, I mean, I don't really mind it. Do I think it's true? Yes. Do I think this is it for Nicki?
It's gonna last.
Do I think this might. Okay, I'm going to say no.
I think they have similar goals. They love rap. They can share a lot together.
They can share
a lot of their lives.
I don't know, but like I feel like big like superstars like that, like they have like a really like kind of a big ego and they just want to be like the badass of the fan, like of the two, and they're both big people. Maybe Eminem has like matured, but like I don't know. Eminem's
yeah, but
like a dude.
Beyonce and Jay-Z were big people.
I know, that's like the one thing, but also like I think they just stay together for the kids. So
here's like, your holiday.
Like low key.
Enjoy it this time. You gave it all away.
No, like low key though, I think like low-key, and don't quote me on this, I think, like, yeah. Beyonce and Jay-Z, like, are officially, like, married, but I think that they have, like, other relationships.
Yeah. That's the spiciest thing that's ever been dropped on SEO Friday.
Yep, that's a fact.
I never thought about that, but...
I mean, I don't know. I think that's... It kind of would make... I don't know. Who the fuck knows? But let's move on because we're getting too caught up in the heat. So, what do we got next?
That was me thinking about that.
Well, wait, I don't understand. Was that just like a, was that like a little intermission song? I suppose we're breaking apart or something?
That was the X-Files theme song.
Oh, okay.
Conspiracy.
All right, let's move on and let's just choose one that we want to talk about.
Okay, well, let's just say like there's another Haley Ramirez, who's a baseball player, I guess. No,
I don't want to talk about that.
A$AP Rocky?
I don't, wait. No, what is this one about?
He has a new album.
Oh, no. I was talking about Hanley Ramirez. What happened with this guy? I mean, I don't want to talk about it, but what is it?
What? The baseball thing?
Okay, we're not talking about that. Anyways, A$AP Rocky.
I haven't listened to it.
Me neither. Do you like A$AP Rocky?
I don't seek him out, but when I hear it, I'm fine with it.
All right. Do you want to cue it up, or do you want me to? I got.
What should I listen to? Well,
what's the new album?
On the new album, I've got it queued up right now. I want to check out a track. I don't know anything about this really. I like FKA Twigs, so I kind of want to hear that track.
There's a chance that I heard this from. Oh, I saw people talk. Okay, Colin actually sent me a story of him like on fucking Snapchat, like singing this song with like a mask on, or a song off of this album. So let's hear it.
This song is called "Fuck Sleep." Fuck spelled F-U-K-K.
Sick. That's a sick name for one.
FKA Twigs.
I'm like actually like this is gonna be good. I'm pumped.
Okay. Pretty wacky.
Can we get a little close to
it? Fuck sleep, come clean, zone. Can't forget that I'm golden. Can't forget where I'm going. Popo, police, enemy.
This is pretty minimal.
Yeah, it's kind of exactly what I expected from A$AP Rocky.
Skipped around. I don't know if I'm gonna choose another track. Maybe we just picked a dud.
What was like there? Was there a single? I'm trying to like see. Pick up looks like the one. Let me put this one on.
Okay.
And tell me if I need to get louder or whatever.
Okay.
Hey,
yo, B-Bro, you fucking with that?
Okay, dude. Pick it up.
Oh, wait, this isn't even off the new album.
Great.
Oh, that was embarrassing. Holy shit. False alarm.
You were like, whoa, this bangs.
I was like, that is a lot better. Hold on. What? I don't think there is. I think they just dropped the. Oh, wait. I think this album literally just fucking dropped, so it doesn't even have like any specific songs.
Guns and Butter. Do you want to hear that one?
Yeah, let's hear Guns and Butter.
Swinging, burning, trying to leave the dirty group. Then I heard about some niggas saying, want to murder me. They gon' have to tell me, take the Satan, cause I'm blessing this. I feel a stress, and feel no stress. I feel the stress, they gon' come murder me. Mama bore me, papa's on me, as a shorty.
Yeah, I don't really, We gave it our best. I'm not.
Let's go. Crazy like, about let me this. Just play the first track. Let's see how it starts. Starts pretty quiet.
Yeah, I mean, I actually didn't mind that, but it was pretty, it's pretty tame.
I can feel the bass from the ceiling to the basement. I don't feel a thing.
This is better.
Yeah, I'm faded. Yeah, I'm shaking. I don't feel a thing. I can feel the bass.
Yeah, still like it's this is cool. I like this. I could listen to this song. It's definitely my favorite. It's not blowing me away though. Alright, I think yeah, that's good. Cool. We've given it.
That was good enough. I mean, the first track's good enough that I would listen to more of it.
Yeah, I'll check it out. We'll
guys,
it out.
Folks, I'm adding it to my library.
Cool. I'll listen to it. It's on my recently played. Okay.
I'll check it out. What do we think Twitter's saying about it?
I just looked on Instagram just to try to find a song, but like, all right, we'll check Twitter and then we're moving on. But that's it. ASAP Rocky.
Legit dropped the worst album this year.
Oh shit.
Peaking with your debut album,
Rip STP. That's who you're seeing.
ASAP Rocky is Fuego.
He's got a lot of devoted fans at this point.
You know what? I'm gonna say it. He was never that good. Nobody more upset than ASAP Rocky. By the way, ASAP Rocky album's perfect.
Oh, here's a meme right here that says it's like a dude with his hand out, if you guys seen this meme with words on it, and like ASAP Rocky is there holding his hand out saying like, this is it. And then there's a butterfly that says peaking with your debut album.
Yeah.
You see that one?
Yeah. I saw that one, that new meme, the new meme format with the butterfly guy.
Yeah. I'm actually a huge fan of that new meme format. I want to start making some. They're fucking funny. I think, like, really what everyone's doing is just doing I need to take some pictures just doing different things and, like, just think about different memes I could do with it. I want to do, like, those style of memes, but, like, I want to be, like, it's just a picture of me, but it's memed up.
You're just going to meme yourself?
I'm going to meme myself.
I don't think that people like that, though.
It's funny, though.
I think that the people like when you take the thing that everybody else is using it and making your own. Like, if you just use your own, are you hoping that other people latch onto yours as the original and you're like, you're the thing in all the other memes?
Yeah.
I mean, good luck trying to become that. I mean, it's a
that was not my real intention.
It's a real moonshot of a goal.
Okay, because
it's like you can't design something like that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But like, it's just the fact that it's not. I don't care like if it fucking like blows up. Like, I think it would just still kind of be funny. I don't know. Do people not? I guess people don't really get meme culture maybe as much as other people. I don't know. Like, I don't know why. Like, why shouldn't I do it? Fuck it. I mean, maybe I'll have like
just
the opportunity
so we
whenever
know.
I have a random picture and I could meme it.
Just so we know. Wait, what? Yeah, this meme is called. I just googled it to make sure. I don't even know what the name of it is. Like, how would you search this? The meme is called "Is This a Pigeon?"
And it's a butterfly.
Yeah. He identifies okay. a butterfly as a pigeon.
Okay. All right, well, I'm gonna make a meme. I'm gonna make you into a meme. So be on the lookout for that.
okay,
I should actually make Daryl sweat one for not being here. a little picture for the episode. Maybe we could.
How would we?
I'd have to see a picture. I'll take his Instagram and like what? That's what.
How would you react to the to Daryl Sweat flaking on us in meme form? Like, what current format would you take?
Maybe we should just take this meme and make it into
like we do have Daryl Sweat and then the disintegration, like a picture of him disintegrating because he's not in the show anymore.
That's you could do that for sure. I kind of want to use this meme. How could we use the butterfly meme?
So you use the butterfly one by misidentifying something. That's just the joke.
Or something is. I guess we could just say.
Is this a mule? Is this a spoon?
Okay. We're getting lost in the meme right now.
I'm just looking at. I mean, this is too hard. This is a visual meme. You're right. It's not good for audio. Sorry, guys.
Fuck. All right, moving on.
But you guys know. I mean, anyway. Okay, yeah.
Zach's National Wine Day. Seven wines to help toast National Wine Day. Okay.
What's your favorite wine?
I freaking love, like, the dark red one. I don't really know.
You know what video I'm going to pull up for National... I like Franzia. And I like boxed wine. I think it's so convenient.
I'll drink boxed wine. I don't give a fuck.
I understand bottles are classic, but, like, really the spout's nice. And, like, doesn't it stay fresh longer?
You have an enormous canvas to have a really cool piece of art.
Oh, on the side of the box?
Yeah, no one's done it.
True. Putting a nice label on a bottle probably is expensive, but like just putting some cool stuff on some cardboard,
it's probably as expensive. See,
yeah.
What? But you're saving costs on the glass.
Yeah, it's paper. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's just like I don't know. How long do you think that our generation is going to really go hard on the box wine in the future? You think we're going to let go of the bottle? Or you think that our bottle to box ratio is going to stay the same as it is now?
I think that it'll go down, but there are like love wine and like the whole like traditional like process of it. I don't know.
Yeah, but I remember I always like cite this one thing I heard on Freakonomics, where they like they found a bunch of wine snobs, and they got some like. $8 gas station wine, and then they got some like $300 bottles, and they just put them in random like just other vases, other like
this is a taste test.
They put them in like random like whatever they're called, the wine thing. What's like
unmarked
the wine
bottles? Yeah,
no, but like the thing that distributes wine, wine vase.
It's like aerulator or some shit, like the.
Decanter.
yeah
so I think they put
it had an OR on the end.
If we hook any wine heads into the SEO Friday, I want to make sure we're saying the right words. So they put these $8 gas station wine and the $301 wine into a decanter, and they gave them to
random
these,
decanters,
and right. They said just like try it, and then you know try both a couple wines, and then like in the end which one did you like, A or B, you know. And they all loved the gas station wine. I think that I've heard this being replicated in a few places, and it's usually the case that they like the cheaper wine. But anyway.
I wonder why. I don't know. Anyways, what?
Yeah, it's pretty weird, right? Like, so, I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really hard for me to tell, like, what a good wine is. Like, I mean, I feel like if somebody tells me, like, why this is better, and I could be like, oh, okay, I feel like I taste that, I guess, but like, are you just implanting that into my fucking brain? Like,
yeah,
it's, I mean, because I don't have a developed palate, like, I don't fucking know. Like,
I'm into the beer world more than the wine world, because I feel like different beers taste really different.
Yeah, you can.
Whereas
definitely
I don't taste the difference in like wines that much. It's way subtle.
It's like so tart, right?
It's like, yeah.
So it's hard to distinguish. I don't know.
Well, and I guess it's all grapes. I don't think they add, like, beer, you can add all these other wacky ingredients, like peanut butter and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, but you can also taste the difference in, like, coffee, you know?
I feel like coffee is as subtle as wine, though. I can kind of, I mean, can really only taste, like, the difference in, like, freshnesses and, like, if you roast it wrong, no, you can roast it really bad.
I would love to have justcoffee.coop as a sponsor. I got some of their coffees and like they have very distinct flavors, but I was getting like single origin coffees and like it really did. You could taste the difference for sure. Like they had like pretty distinct tastes.
Whoa.
Cause like at one time I ordered like three different bags of like single origin coffees and I'm like, okay, wow. And like some of them I really didn't like.
It's true. When I worked at a coffee shop for a sec, we had all the different kinds and I roasted it myself and I would have like the freshest roast, freshest beans. And so I could taste the difference between those. And in the end, I liked Guatemalan beans and also Tanzanian pea berry. But I feel like that was just me. Like, I don't really know if I could taste the difference. It was more like, I just thought they were, I don't know.
Yeah. But it was pretty like, subtle. Probably there's things about like, so definitely like the smoothness and stuff like that. Some, mm-hmm. I feel like some are more yeah. like heavy.
Yeah. The so. Thing about the, that's why I like the Tanzanian pea berry. I read like their propaganda about it. They were like these in each coffee fruit, the berry forms two coffee beans in one fruit. And so the
double the fun.
It's double the fun, but they also said like any one fruit has a certain amount of bitterness. And since the bitterness is distributed over two beans instead of one, that it's less bitter overall.
Whoa. Yes, sorry. Yeah, I mean, that makes
sense. And it tasted smooth as hell. I believed the propaganda, and I think it was real, but that's what I'd say. Like, sorry, we got off topic of wine.
No, this is good. This is fine. I think people are enjoying this. And Gil, go ahead and raise
an apple store. Any good wine stories?
Well, not in particular. I actually recently told the story about how I went, I like chugged like a, like in college, I'm like last minute, my friend like couldn't go to like the Tame Impala concert. So like she asked me if I wanted a ticket and I was like going to go by myself. I drank like a whole like big bottle of wine, just got really drunk and wet. It was my favorite concert I've ever been to. It was sweet. I went by myself, which was even funnier. But yeah, I don't know. Let's. I was gonna say something else, but we're getting way off topic.
Sorry, I'm exploring Google Trends.
That's fine.
But
okay, I'll go ahead and how do you feel about
past 7 days? Okay, wait, I'm looking at. Oh, flip.
Okay, guys, how's everyone feeling today? Let's swing the tables a little bit. It's actually a nice day. It's been shitty out lately.
Do you want to go? It's been
pretty sunny. It's pretty nice. It's relieving. What's up?
Oh,
the stuff that's trending, like just on side note. I don't know about this stuff, guys. A lot of do you have something up queued up or should I?
If you see some news you want to talk about, I mean, National Wine Day is pretty good.
So yeah, right.
Looking back on it, that's all I really have anything to say about. Like I'm gonna read some things off that I don't have anything to say about. Kevin Durant, that's in sports. Tropical Storm Alberto. Do you know
what's
know?
Up with that? Yeah. What's that about? Where's that? I'm looking for that.
Alberto, subtropical storm Alberto is the first named tropical weather system of 2018. Okay.
Nice. First one of the year. That's awesome.
Alberto is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 10 to 15 inches with isolated totals of 25 inches across northern portions of Yucatan Peninsula and western Cuba. Shout out to
it's
Cuba.
It's going to fucking, it's going to smack.
Rainfall accumulations into 4 to 8 inches with maximum amounts are possible across the Florida Keys.
So, they're going to get storms. They'll get storms in Florida.
I'm looking at the map. For sure. It's not going to go over top of Florida. It's going to be
it's
like
pretty far out, but like, they're going to get some rain and some shit for sure. I would think. Maybe not. I don't know. But good for Alberto. That's sick that he's actually getting out there early, you know, in the year.
Look at the bottom of this article on CBS News.
I'm on the same one.
Yeah, we're just clicking whatever Google Trends tells us to go to. So I don't know what this is gonna take us to. But
oh, are you looking at the bottom ones?
No, history of Alberto storm names.
Yeah,
hurricane names are maintained updated by. Okay, wait. This year, wow. Okay, here's a list of previous storms associated with the name Alberto. In 1982, Hurricane Alberto became a Category 1 hurricane, causing an estimated $85 million damage in Cuba and Florida. I don't know. This isn't interesting.
They're stupid as fuck. All right, let's keep cruising on down the list. What's our time at right now? I feel like this has been going on for a good amount of time. 36
minutes.
All right, let's do maybe two more.
Okay.
If
you look back on Thursday, there was James...
What?
There was like a Google Doodle was like the top news. James Wong Howe. Man, this is bad because like if we don't know about these, then I have to like sit here and read in silence.
No,
like,
this is good. No, we're getting somewhere. Not everyone else.
He's like a cinematographer. I'm sorry. I'm not going to read it at it.
I don't even know I wasn't even fucking listening. I'm still looking too. I'm freaking... Okay, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
But... Wait. Solo, a Star Wars story.
I was on the one above. I was about to mention that one.
No.
Okay. That was good. I just, yeah, okay. Solo.
Star Wars.
I want to see it. I really do.
I'll see it, but I hate Star Wars.
Really?
Nah, why? JK, I'm just being a hater. I don't really hate it. I just hate how it's everywhere, and I don't really love it as much as everyone else does.
Yeah, I think, like, true Star Wars people are, like, really, like,
but I'm not. I'm not that. That's not me.
Me neither.
I
appreciate all, like, the thing is, I even like the bad ones.
I'm fine with them, and I love lightsabers.
I don't get why, like, everyone gives so much. I didn't, like, I recently found out, like, whenever I posted that vlog, that was the Star Wars that nobody like Phantom Menace that nobody liked. I didn't know that. Right?
Phantom Menace? When you first saw it? Yeah, I mean, I didn't think so. I thought it was like awesome. I mean,
oh, yeah, I think that's like one of the Star Wars that nobody really liked.
Well, when I saw it originally, I was kind of bored by the stuff. Like, people now criticize, like,
it was a lot of dialogue.
There was a lot of, like, yeah, there was stuff at, like, scenes with, like, alien governments being, like, talking about trade treaties and stuff. And
yeah,
looking back on it, I do remember those, but I kind of just canceled those out and remembered Pod Racers.
Yeah, and exactly.
Double.
I'm like
Darth Maul.
I don't even remember. I don't. But yeah, don't remember I definitely want to see this. Yeah, I remember Darth Maul. He's scary as fuck.
Double lightsaber. Saber?
Yeah. So is this Ewan McGregor?
Do you want to know the funniest thing about Darth Maul?
Me and my,
this is not good, but me and my friend Adam were like looking up, like trying to buy realistic Star Wars lightsabers one time.
Yeah.
And so we were on this website and like looking at the most realistic like model replicas, and they were like $100, right? Like for like a really good looking one. But they had a Darth Maul one and it was double the price. It was $200 because like you are getting two blades. It's a double sided blade. But they also had the option of only getting a half Maul. Like you could buy half of Darth Maul's. Like it's not that wasn't even a thing. You could just buy half Maul.
I remember this joke.
I can get a half Maul. I just thought I could sell you a half Maul. You only got $100. Look, I'll sell you a half Maul.
I think, yeah, that could have been... We could have left that one out, but let's go.
The story out of... That story wasn't good enough for the podcast?
I don't know. I was kind of like... I kind of tuned out for you because, like, I just kind of tuned out there for a second.
All right. If you guys were listening to that, I'm sorry if you didn't think it was funny.
Well, let us know because
it was like so funny when just thinking about that.
It sounds funny. I do remember you. I remember you saying half mall like before. And I think you maybe showed me like this. I don't know.
I've just basically half of anything I always refer to as a half mall now.
Oh, that okay. Half of
anything. Half of anything that you would want a hole of.
Yeah,
I don't know. All right, okay. Never mind, guys.
All right, we got one more.
Star Wars. I'll see it.
Hold on, so let's get some music for the last.
I think Star Wars though is going to take over the world. Like, I think my friend said that he would live in the Star Wars universe. If he would be a slug in the Star Wars universe, like a slug underneath a garbage can, just to live in that world. Mm-hmm. And so I think that he's not alone in that. And I feel like Star Wars is going to really swallow culture in a really weird way. That's my prediction for Star Wars franchise. Or it could fail really hard and just go nowhere, you know. Maybe Disney will drive the franchise into the ground.
But I don't think time will tell. All right, this is going to be the last topic here on the SEO show. So what is it? Let's get into it. What? What's up?
What's the topic? Do you have the topic chosen?
Oh, I didn't have one. I thought you were going to pull one up.
Oh, I thought you were putting on some music to like... Okay.
Okay. All right, let's go. I was listening. I don't know. I'm kind of a Courtney Barnett head a little bit. She's kind of just like a cool rocker chick. I don't know. Check out the album if you're into it.
I'm looking at... top trends from a couple days ago to see if there's anything I could talk about, but there's so much sports. I don't like to face the fact that people love sports.
Yeah,
but I'm looking at the raw numbers right now and people love sports.
Yeah.
American Idol crowns the winner. That happened on Monday.
Okay, we talk about that.
We have special insight into it, although we didn't watch it.
No, I did. I actually did see her a lot. The girl that won's performance. It was pretty good.
This was the top search on Monday or second after the Cavs.
Fuck yeah! Yeah, that girl Maddie Pope won. I don't know.
Ricky Maddie Pope. Yeah. Here's the thing. I didn't remember any of this.
Okay, you know what?
I don't remember this girl. Like, so Zach and I.
Me neither.
Okay, so let's just tell the audience right off the bat. Zach and I, our brother, was on American Idol this season. He got kicked off early on.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to sit. We watched a few things, and we were on the show this season. I don't know what episode. Turn it. Watch.
Probably like I think episode like three-ish.
Maybe. Yeah, Ricky Manning. Check it out. We
got about four frames.
Ricky popped out of the room with the golden ticket, and we were like, "Yahoo!" And we went to high five, but then they cut before we could high five.
Yeah, it would have been honestly like they should have went with it. After seeing how the show was done, I'm surprised they didn't use it. I really am.
Yeah,
you know there was one person that wanted to.
Zach and I planned for a while that we were gonna do it and we messed it up kind of. Yeah, it would have looked it probably looked really bad. They probably wanted to keep it.
It looked so good. Fake, but like it would have been people would have thought it was funny.
We're just trying to be
it really would have straight up it would have straight up turned into a gif. Like, I hate to say it.
Oh, they would have been you
it's mean, like whenever have... when it's like whenever you're like pumped but like you just missed the punchline or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I might make that into a meme. I'm gonna get you meme culture. I want to fucking blow up.
So, her boyfriend's on the show too. He was a finalist.
What? Who? They must have started dating while they were on the show, which is hilarious. Who is it?
Caleb Lee Hutchinson.
Oh my god. That is so wow.
You remember this guy?
Yeah. He just is the deep voiced country singer guy. And like I said it when I saw the performance, I'm like, anybody could fucking sing like this. If you're a dude, you just are singing really low. It's not that hard to do. And he was flat.
This is flipping. What's his name?
Caleb something. I'll give the kid credit. Yeah, he can sing, but like.
Hey, wait, you think that this is a real relationship or you think they're pulling a Jerrica and being very shippable?
No, they're fucking young.
You don't think so?
They're Disney. Probably like it's actually Disney. Like, think they're in love. No.
American Idol's run. I don't know. Well, I'm extremely skeptical.
Ricky's other relationships friends. Now. Ricky's other friends both met on American Idol and they're like a real like dating relationship. Come true.
Oh wait, has she always been doing that yodel thing?
Did they do a duet?
Yeah, this is a duet. The lovers duet. God.
I did not see that.
That's what I'm saying. The duet is a Disney ending. That's what this article says, and that's true.
No, no, it's an ABC ending. Is that owned by Disney?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say like the few episodes that we did watch of. American Idol, like my roommate Adam said, like this is so ABC, like it's crazy.
It's so.
He edits for like, yeah. He's an editor, like, and he fucking does like ads. He does TV ads. So he like,
he can recognize style, like editing style. I mean, like, I can't.
He said it's just cut so family friendly.
Yeah, it is. It was good though. I honestly thought some of the editing on the early episodes was really good.
I really didn't mind it at all. So,
but what's the relationship called? Caddy or Maleb? Whatever. I mean, do you believe in Maleb?
I don't have like a real opinion on that.
I'm gonna be the first one to say. I don't believe the relationship is real.
I think that it's probably like, I don't know how old they are, but I think it's probably like real enough, but they'll probably like last like a year.
I think it depends if fans ship it hard enough. It's really more of like a business decision whether it goes on.
Did American Idol get that much hype even? I don't know.
Good question.
It got renewed. I know that, which is like, I don't think it did that, but I don't think it did as well as they thought it was going to do.
Well, I mean, 2 million people were searching for it, the winner.
Yeah, I mean, not bad.
Monday. Yeah. But that's compared to, like, what's going on right now. Let me see.
All right. I mean, well,
yeah, it's pretty, it's kind of a lot. I mean, decent.
I mean, it's cool.
It was
it's
a big
cool.
wave.
You know what, though? Like, it's cool for Ricky because she came to Ricky's show the other day. And she's probably going to have, like, a show. Well, now she's under their contract. But there's a good chance that Ricky could play a show with her. So, that's pretty cool.
That's good, too, for me, because I can investigate my theory.
Well, I mean, we're in the band. So,
oh.
We're going to be playing with Maddie fucking Pope. Yes!
Dude, Maddie fucking Pope!
You said it.
This is my
freaking... What?
This is my first time even like I guess we saw her. Did we see her live? Like when we were there that day?
Probably.
I feel like we must have, but there were just so many.
I saw her Ricky show. I didn't like say hi to her. I didn't know her, so. But once again, we're gonna be jamming with Maddie fucking Pope.
And maybe Caleb.
Caleb's last name?
Be hanging around.
What's Caleb's last name?
I think
Hutchison.
Sorry, I lost
you. Okay, well, so I want to bring up one thing before we end this, wrap up the show here.
Mm-hmm.
You called for a diverse winner of American Idol. What is your response to that?
What do you mean?
You were saying the American Idol that they wanted was someone maybe. A little bit more culturally diverse other than a white girl. And, you know, what was the other finalist? I mean, the white dude that was his country.
I don't know. I didn't even watch it.
Me neither. Fuck.
After Ricky got cut,
I was just like... I think there was. I think the there was like. Fuck. I think it was a black dude actually.
I just don't know how engineered the results are. You know.
Well, I mean, we both called for like we thought there was going to be someone that's got a little bit of like flair. Like they, we didn't think it would be a white person.
Yeah, we didn't think they'd go right down the middle.
Yeah. So, but
well, maybe that's like how much. I don't really
know. How much pool, and then I don't know. I don't know how much fixed that is.
You know, whatever. Like, I don't, like, do you think it's just because, like, the only people who care about this now are, like, old people in the Bible Belt? And, like, does the audience vote on this? Like,
yeah, I mean, I think so, historically. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense that just people.
They're still like.
These are all Trump supporters that voted in American Idol. I hate to say it. Wow.
I thought it was going to be more, like. I don't know. I didn't really know.
I don't know.
I thought the show was going to blow up more with the mainstream, but maybe not. It might be just still like going strong with like, you know.
I don't know.
I think that that's the only people who watch it anymore. I don't really know. I think American Idol.
I think American Idol is like, you know, America needs American Idol more than ever. Like now more than ever. So we're going to bring it back and we're going to make it fun and we're going to put the family in and we're going to make it something really, really special in a time where we need it. I feel like that's probably what they said, but
I'll just say, I mean, I thought that some of the editing was good. I hope that, I mean, it was pretty watchable.
I don't have a problem with it. I really don't. It's cool.
But
it's not my favorite thing in the world.
No. So, once people start being really bad, I don't really care.
Yeah, and I think they had a lot of seasons like that. Maybe then that's
like,
why they went.
I just mean like the bad tryouts, like where people are like so confidently singing bad.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like I actually will probably watch that shit. Like so, keep it up. I mean, they probably
I'll always watch the first couple ads.
Their ratings probably do kill it hard at the beginning, and then just flare out.
Yeah, probably.
Because and then it's like because there's a lot of like. I don't know. There's good clips and you're going to see them on the net and shit. And that's how it gets on the trend and that's how it gets on the SEO.
So this was SEO Friday without Daryl Sweat.
And this has also been SEO Friday with Zach Show Live. Check out my page.
Zach, go to Zach Show. You haven't posted a podcast in a bit.
I know.
You've been kind of, you've been taking like a classic like vlogger break. Like, guys, we need.
Don't fucking say that. I know. I've,
you've been taking like a Logan Paul style long break.
Oh my God. I know.
I'm only going to come back when you need to drop merch. Beg fans to buy more merch.
Speaking of merch, let's get a merch session here pretty soon.
I mean, you can come over right now.
Well, I can't tonight because it's Connor's birthday, and like I told him, I would hang out with them and like go out with them. We're gonna go hit balls of the batting cages in a little bit. Mm. So we don't really have that many friends, so like I do feel kind of obligated. So happy birthday to Connor if you're listening. Happy birthday, buddy! I'm supposed to buy him a fucking eighth of weed for his birthday. I'm like. Fuck. But thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening to SEO Friday. If you're a new listener that we clickbaited into listening, or I don't know. That's the point of the show is to get some people who are searching these trends to listen to this for the first time and become fans. Do you think that we did a good enough job that people are going to want to listen to another episode just because they like us?
I have a really good feeling about it, that's all.
I have a pretty good feeling about it, too.
Okay, hell yeah. All right, guys, rate us in the Apple Store if you can. If not, just come back for another episode.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Bye.